Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Oh, it's a new year. Welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda, and we are so excited for the new year. We want to share our predictions and our resolutions for 2024. And we have a very special guest, Courtney Miller.
Hello.
Courtney. Thanks for joining us on our first episode of 2024.
Wow. I honestly... truly honored because I was on the first episode, period.
And
I
that's
was
true.
On the first episode of the new year.
Wait,
that's true.
We didn't even plan that.
We didn't even think about that.
Am I your good luck charm?
Pat, you're our rabbit's foot.
Okay.
You guys know what I'm talking about?
Foot freak.
You guys know what I'm talking about?
how did you guys feel about your 2023s?
Ooh, big changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude.
Growth. 2023 was epic, honestly.
It was, man.
It was epic. And I think... my word for 2023, like when I said it in 2022, was, what was it? I think it was boundaries or whatever, or something like that, yeah. Which has been...
because we talked about this with Chance
shocking.
A couple weeks ago.
I wonder if I can find my New Year's resolutions from last year in my notes app. Is that okay?
Do it,
absolutely.
Yeah. Amanda, did you have resolutions this past year? Do you do resolutions?
I do, but sometimes they kind of like... I think I naturally do resolutions every year.
I think they're fun. I don't think there's something... I do resolutions, but I also am always trying to, like, plan goals.
I think my resolutions are always about getting healthy, which is, like, gets funny. Boring. It's like when people are like, what are you going to give up for Lent? I always gave up something that I didn't care about,
sure.
Which is just bad. Yeah. But I think my resolution... oh, I know. My resolution was definitely more of, like, the mind. Like, it was more, like, boundaries and also let go... be more playful. But yeah, it was definitely also about getting fit, which I just give myself every year.
But yeah, you've been looking great.
Thanks, guys.
I guess mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. You know what? Actually, I did have a resolution. It was get really serious about Muay Thai.
And you are serious about Muay Thai.
And I started in 2022 in October. And I got really serious. It's been over a year that I've been doing Muay Thai.
You got so serious you hurt your back.
I literally hurt my back so bad. I blew up my back this summer. But I've been going like four times a week.
Holy
three
crap,
to four times
dude.
A week. And now I've gotten to a point where I used to like die during a Muay Thai session. Now I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's
nice.
Let's go. And I've kind of like have this like fitness point, but yeah, so I've been doing
it's really proven itself because we were out the other day and I saw a burglar tried to steal someone's purse and you beat the shit out of them.
Yeah, they are in the hospital. sorry, but literally my leg is a weapon.
That's awesome.
I love it. It's my just like your D&D character.
Yes.
That's so true. You became Dolores.
Oh my God, I
bravo.
Dolores.
Yeah, you did. Did you have resolutions?
I do. I remember, I couldn't find the list, but I remember beginning of 2023, I didn't want to make resolutions that I needed to check off or like be religious to because I feel like I can be hard on myself. So this year, I think I was like, okay, like let's try to not be on our phone as much. And like there was other ones that was like, hey, like set boundaries for yourself similar to that. And like, I think it was like, slow down a little bit was probably one of the things of like slow down when
did
it comes
to. Did you slow down this year?
No. Well, work-wise, no. Did not slow down. But I think I've slowed down in like in terms of like getting to know people. And I've definitely, I think I am still on my phone a lot, but I think I'm on my phone way less than I used to be. I do have phases where I'm just like on it. But but I feel like I'm on it and doing more productive things like editing and stuff.
But you've been more present this year, I think. I think this year, if you were trying to slow down with people, you definitely have been. Like, I feel like you've been more present. You've been having like more like connected conversations at work, which is very hard to do because we're running around doing a million things.
Yeah.
So I feel like you were successful in that.
Yeah. I think something I learned this year was, you know, everything moves so fast and everybody used to be like, life's short. But like the speed that the world's moving right now, like life is long. Mm-hmm. And like sometimes you need to think about how long life is and kind of plan and think about things more in that way than like the way that the internet and other parts of the world teach us to be is like buy it now, do it now, go there now, do everything right now.
Yes.
So yeah, slowing down, being more present. I'm sure that was probably written in a journal somewhere. I wish I'd found my journal.
Taking some time. Yeah.
As like be present. Probably like up my game of clothing, which is I think it's like
which you always have.
I love finding new inspiration for clothes and stuff. But sometimes I get in those slumps where I'm like, I have no idea what to wear ever. I wish that could just be like a floating ball of energy that conveys making you laugh and also making you horny, you know? Like that's
okay.
That's what I wish I could just convey. So it's like be hot, be funny.
You are conveying it. You are.
Thanks.
And we all need a clueless closet, right?
Clueless
all need to
like
go and be like, my outfit.
I'm my outfit.
What about you? What, yeah.
Well, people know. Doing the splits wasn't technically a resolution.
Okay.
It wasn't technically a resolution. It was something that I was like, I'm going to do this. And it has become a joke over the years of like, I'm going to do the splits this year. And there was always a part of me that was serious about it. And 2023, I was the most serious. I was like, I'm going to finally freaking do this. And I talked about this at length months ago, but I really, really dedicated myself to it for like months. Mm-hmm. And it was around summer where it kind of started to break down. I also hit a wall where I just wasn't making progress despite stretching every day.
Yeah, because you were like, you were trying to become more flexible while also building like significant muscle mass. So there was more to stretch every day.
Too much at once. I had to pick a fitness goal. I think this year, look, is it a resolution maybe? We'll see. I don't know. But I didn't succeed at that. Now, what my main resolution was like lists, was like, okay, I'm going to make a to-do list for tomorrow. And like every day I'm going to make a to-do list for the next day because I'm a very forgetful person. I can be very easily distracted. Yeah. I have good memory, but
I did not know that.
I have bad memory as far as like remembering what I need to get done that day. I will lose track because I, and also there just a lot of things are thrown at us. You know, I'll show up to work and I'll be like, I know what I need to get done. But then we just constantly have things pop up. It's like, oh, wait, we need to do this now. And oh, this just came in. And when we're filming and stuff, like after I do a Try Not to Laugh, my brain is fried for the rest of the day. So I need a list to like keep track. And I also feel so good when I'm marking stuff off a list.
Yes.
It feels great. And so I was trying to make like daily and weekly kind of planning out. I think planning was a big resolution of mine. And to be honest, I think you shoot for the stars, you hit the moon kind of situation where I'm like, am I doing it to the level I want to? No. But I am doing so much better than I was in 2022 and 2021. I'm actually like planning things out.
Yeah.
That's all you can ask for. I think you and I were similar in that way where like I started using a planner at the beginning of the year and it does feel so good to like, I am a person who needs to mentally adjust or mentally prepare for things. So having a planner and then having a list, like every day I start the day with writing the date and a to-do at the top of a paper and writing a bunch of stuff and writing a little circle to, and it feels so good to cross them off. And sometimes I'll write things that I already did and then cross them off because it's like, I did that though. I need to remember I am productive.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I love lists. My whole life is a color-coded Google Calendar. My Google Calendar is color-coded specifically to what I'm doing. Because if I have so, usually have so much going on in the day that if I don't like color code it, then I'm like, then it's all the color blue. And I'm like, I don't even know what this day is. I even have to write down like hangouts.
Mm-hmm. That's which smart.
Which is
I agree.
But also when I
so busy.
Yeah, and when I was planning our wedding to you guys, when I was planning our wedding, me and my husband, when I was planning our wedding, I had a huge calendar. So I was so stressed about planning the wedding, but I also loved it. My sister was like, "Get a big ass calendar. That's a booklet." So I got a big red calendar and I was like, here we go. And it had the months and I was able to put down everything that I need to get done that month.
That's awesome.
Otherwise, I sat there for 6 months being like, there's way too much to do.
Yeah.
So I just like organized it by month and that was really helpful. So I think if I ever had another big project like that, wedding, I would get like one that I can see that I can write down. Because the only thing with the phone is when you go look at your phone,
then you get, then you start looking at other stuff,
and you start looking at Instagram. And then I am
the same
mail.
Way. I love to write things out. I need like a physical thing that I can hold, where I'm like, here it is. I also think the act of writing it out retains it in my memory better, as opposed to typing something on my phone. I don't know. It just doesn't work the same for me.
Yeah, because we be shit posting, and sometimes we just tweet a tweet and not even think about it, and it's just out. And so then the same kind of consciousness can happen when writing. I like have started doing this thing where we have Slack, this like messaging platform for everyone on here at IM. And like I Slack myself. If I don't have a notebook with me, I have to Slack myself so that I have like a list of stuff to do. But even that is like, it just feels like it disappears.
Well, it disappears because there's so many other things that are happening on your phone that if you have it on your desk, like in a booklet and you open it, Then it's I don't know why. It's old school.
It's meditative almost.
You're writing it down and you're actually crossing it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Another one of mine that I did okay with was every year I notice I have a lot of resolutions that are huge. And it's like every year it was like this big thing. Like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to write a book. I'm going to do it. It's like huge.
Write a book.
It was always like huge, huge things that of course I don't achieve because it's just this.
What is that?
So this year was very much kind of like coming down to earth a little bit and making things small and picking things apart and being like, I can't do the splits, but I can stretch for 30 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
I can't write a book, but what if I challenge myself to write for 10 minutes a day?
Right. Break it down.
And just like small asks. And then once you are able to achieve those, then you can ask a little bit more of yourself maybe, but doing a little bit every day is probably going to go a lot farther than demanding a ton of yourself in an instance.
That's probably why I find myself not making big resolutions because for me, lists also can get really stressful because if I have lists on my desk, then I'm like, I didn't succeed the day because that list isn't done.
Right.
Sometimes I'll need lists for Christmas gifts or whatever. But sometimes lists will make me feel like I'm stepping back rather than just
enjoying you don't the day. You don't want them to like be an option for catastrophizing, right? Of like you not
cool
succeeding,
word.
Right?
I like that word.
Yeah, well, it's like setting goals for yourself is great, but if you don't succeed at it, you can't let that become then a negative impact on your life. It's got to be kind of like, okay, here's the things I'm going for. Yeah. It's all right if I don't.
It's a vibe,
do it. And
when
that's.
Continue. Finish the thought. Sorry.
Yeah, and that's that's why like kind of more daily resolutions that it's like, oh, I haven't been doing this. I can pick it back up and keep going.
Yeah.
As opposed to, well, I failed and it's a failure and I'm done.
And I'm done.
It's like
forever.
No, it's just like it's I think it's it's less of like this thing I need to achieve and more of like what direction do you want the current of your life to go? And like setting that direction that's like, all right, I might mess it up or I might fall off for a second, but I just get back on that current and start going.
Yeah, I used to, when I was younger, like really young, I used to be obsessed with New Year's. Like, we have these videos on Smosh Pit where we read my old diary entries, and there was a bunch that were like New Year's resolutions where I just loved. It was my own chance to like start over. And I think it probably comes from like growing up Mormon, and when like you're baptized, you start fresh and you start over and you're not and you're pure. And so new school year, new year in general, like all these things I was obsessed with because it was like a religion where it's like, okay, no more boys, do homework, be organized, like super intense and very into it. And like a typical teenager, they would fall off immediately. And I feel like I've only in the last few years started to like shake that off of like, okay, like it's not a religion that you have to commit to. Like there's, it's a spectrum, right?
Yeah.
It's just like, hey, try.
No more boys.
No more boys.
God, I did not. Stick with that. I don't think I ever gave that to myself though.
I think I said less boys, or was it just more girls?
Less boys.
I loved boys.
Less boys.
Love I don't boys. Think I ever gave myself that. I think definitely one of mine when I was younger was like be nicer to my sisters.
Funny.
Didn't stick to that shit.
I found old resolutions and I'm like, no wonder I felt like shit all the time when I was young. Like I found one and the resolutions were like a page long and they were intense.
Also,
like,
you were a child actor.
Yeah.
You know
so you
mean?
Kinda have that expectation.
Like my resolutions were like, you know, get on track. Like actual running track.
Oh,
get on
track.
The track team.
Mine was like get my life on track.
Yeah, no, mine was like get on track and learn how to discus.
Wow, discus?
Discus is so hard, but so fun. Discus is basically frisbee with a very thick
big metal guy.
Yeah. It's so hard.
You are ancient a field frisbee. Event. Person, huh?
Yeah, but the thing is, I wanted to do more theater. My mom like desperately wanted me to do every single sport, and of course I did. You have to try out everything. My mom's like, you have to learn how to do everything.
Right.
That's my mom.
Okay,
100%. But discus, it was just like, I didn't enjoy the vibes. I wanted to be in musical theater.
The vibes at discus are not
I
there.
Wanted to be in musical theater.
With the discus and shot put people on track team because I was also on the track team.
Oh.
I was a sprinter, pole vaulter, but...
Whoa.
Yeah, but loved hanging out with the shot put discus people.
Really?
Yeah.
They seemed cool people. Pretty grounded women.
Yeah, they were very grounded, always had better things to do. But I love that you're... mom like wanted you to try all the things probably to help you like find what you truly love.
My mom I think so, but also
well, you knew you loved theater, but she was like, you're not trying that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, she let me do that. Like I used to do musicals all night in an orpheum
What's
theater.
Orpheum
is there were theaters that were around my town that they just call it like the Orpheum.
Oh,
okay. I don't know if that's like an old school term or something, but I used to take acting classes there and then do musical theaters. And one of my first musical plays, I was Cat in the Hat. I'm not even kidding.
Are you
I was
serious?
Actually Cat in the Hat.
Is this your first time? Are you freaking saying this
is my
first
time
saying
this,
that?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
played
no, no,
Cat
one,
in
that's,
the
it,
Hat?
I was Cat in the Hat.
That makes it way scarier that guy was like, you're Cat in the Hat.
And in my first musical, and there was a VHS, but a Boston Red Sox game got taped over it. So
That is the most East Coast thing I've ever heard
I'm
in my
so
life.
Mad.
I can't make this up.
I'm so
sorry,
mad.
The Sox were playing.
But it's literally...
I had to record it.
It's literally me because I was the tallest kid there. So, of course, I was Cat in the Hat. Fuck. And I'm in this like black leotard. I think I'm 4 or 5.
But you were 6 feet
and
tall.
And I'm Cat in the Hat. I'm so tall. And I literally am just like the one who's helping out. And I remember the VHS and I remember it being like, di-di-di, and then it's fucking Boston Red Sox.
No freaking way.
So yeah, my mom just wanted me to be in everything. Everything.
Which Red Sox game was it?
Oh God, I don't fucking remember. I didn't tape it over.
Better have been important. Better have been a good one.
Yeah, I didn't tape it over, but I just, my resolutions were just intense. My mom just like, and even to this day, I'm like, oh yeah, I get reminded of my childhood because I went to the spa with my mom and I don't like the steam room because it makes me feel like I'm suffocating. And I was like, I don't like the steam room. And she was like, okay, well, you want to just come in and face it and just, well, let's just face the steam room together and then you'll be fine. And I was like, oh my God, this is so nostalgic of my childhood. Anytime you're like, I'm afraid of that, she's like, we're going to do it together. We're going to do it. And this was last year. I was like, all right. And I went in the steam room with my mom and she was like, it's okay, right? It's okay. And I was like, it is okay. It's fine.
Was it actually?
It was fine, but okay. Like, do I go in by myself? Yeah, no.
No. No. That's so funny.
Well, speaking of that, then, what do we have resolutions for this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wrote them down.
I have some loose ones, and I have some, like, goal ones.
Do you want to start?
Yes, please start.
What do you guys want? What's best?
You can kick it off if you want.
Okay, so some general ones is like less phone time, of course, always. Also, a goal, I would like to direct a music video this year.
Whoa.
Whether it's with Smosh or without Smosh, like with a creator friend or something, I want to direct a music video. It's something I've like always wanted to do. And it's like one of those like things that when I was younger, you just kind of like tuck away because you're like, well, that's never going to happen. And then when our promo trailer came out in November, Angela was like, you should direct music videos. And I was like, my dream.
So true.
But it is real. Like that project really changed a lot for me. And like, because for a long time, my serious artist was really starved. And so, because like I get to do comedy all the time, but like the real artistic, stylistic stuff, I'm like, okay, more of that.
Yep.
Definitely more of that. And then another general one is like, I want to be less afraid of the internet and just like less and just take things not so seriously. And like, obviously not saying like, but like obviously like the world is burning and a lot of things are going wrong in the world right now. But like in my zone, in my world, like I want to take things less seriously because like, so you guys know that I've had really intense stuff happen online, like like stalkers and things that really can like make being funny and being myself online so hard.
Yeah, you question everything.
Yeah, every little thing. And I'm like, I feel unfunny. I feel every sense of my self-esteem is just low. And so like, obviously you guys make my day better all the time. And like, I still, some days I'm having a tough day and I'll do something and you guys are just like dying laughing. And I'm like, I have no idea. Like I'm on my way. Truly don't know what's funny. I don't understand, but okay.
It's so good.
It's one of those things.
I really relate to that because you're talking about catastrophizing like our day to day here.
Yeah.
Because I remember after doing that, try not to laugh, and you're just like, oh God, like I didn't feel funny, whatever. I was like, that was great. That was all a great time.
Yeah.
And it sucks when you do something that's awesome, but you didn't get to enjoy doing it.
Ugh.
And you know, it's like, I would rather fail and have a great time doing it than succeed and hate it. And I've found myself with this podcast sometimes, like really being like, God, what are we going to do for this episode? Like just internally.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, this is whatever we want it to be. Like this does not need to stress us out at all. So I get that because we have such a great thing here and great lives that it's like, man, like I want to enjoy it because it's so lucky.
Mm-hmm. I think you guys also have been under the microscope for a while when it comes to like being watched by viewers.
Yeah.
Whereas like I come from a different place where it's like theater, right? It lives and dies on the stage. And I have failed and been successful and failed again, where it's like I know that the best feeling that I have is internally feeling free, whether or not I get the laughs. And I think I didn't always have eyes on me like you guys do. Like it lives forever on the internet. So now that I'm at Smosh, I can see where the pressure is because you can leave feeling like, oh shit, was I funny enough? Was I blah, blah, blah enough? But I think what's so funny about I'm on my way is that it came from a natural place of inspiration that was naturally you. Like you didn't plan it, you didn't question it, you just did it. And I think that's what we are all laughing at.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I laugh at. And that's why I'm on my way is a forever quote of yours because it naturally came from a place of like, yeah, this is me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the more we jump into that, I think the internet is such a scary place. But if we just continuously be honest with what's happening in this moment, staying present, which is hard to do, it's almost like they can't touch. You can't be touched.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like. You can't be touched.
That's what's so special about improv too for me. Like, cause I used to watch a lot of improv shows before Smosh and I did a little bit of it in high school, but like the fact that it's almost like magic happening on the stage that is happening for the first time and never again.
Yep.
When it's improv. Yeah. So like totally lives and dies. But like it's so crazy that our job is that, but then it's preserved on the internet.
Lives forever. And then it's commented on forever.
Yeah.
So you want to be more fearless.
Yeah, because I feel like for a lot of this job in the past, I was making a lot of decisions and just operating out of fear. Mm-hmm. And like that's when if I'm going into, say, recording a Try Not to Laugh episode and I'm afraid of failing, then not great. But like when I'm going in and I'm like, I love these people and like my biggest joy in life is making the people I love laugh, like that's what you want to do. And like this is something that I've felt since like the pandemic specifically, which is like I love this job, of course, but I also take it really seriously. Like I take being a comedian very seriously.
Yeah.
Because we and like I'm not just saying this based on like feeling, but like our audience makes it known all the time, like how much we provide an escape and a place to like forget about everything else and just laugh and like come and have a good time. And like when we're having meet and greets at VidCon or whatever, it is like almost half of the people saying like, you got me out of a dark place. Yep. Or you helped me through this dark time. And it's like, I hold that so close to my heart. I take it so seriously that I want to take other things in life not so seriously, because that's my like lighthouse, or what is it? Like my, what is it? Like the beacon, or
yeah, I mean, lighthouse.
That's my,
I like lighthouse.
That's my North Star.
Right.
So like, cause like, all right, that's what it's all about. And like we have such a privilege where like, this is our job. We get to just like be silly goofy. Sorry. It felt like I needed to be silly goofy in that moment because we've been talking very seriously.
Yeah, that was very fearless of you.
Very good.
So fearless.
But we also have to take it seriously because we have a job to do. We have a job to do here. Like we have to, but I think if I can help in making a fearless change, is that our fans want you to also be silly and take it maybe less seriously. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, that's not saying like show up late all the time and like, but you know what I mean? I think also what our fans look at and what I get from them too is that like it allows them to be themselves. Mm-hmm. And if we show that we also make mistakes and we fuck up and sometimes we don't feel funny at all, mm-hmm. many times, but yet we push through because it is also our job, I think that also shows them that it's like, oh, like, I don't know. For me, I'd rather watch someone have good days, bad days, weird days, off days,
yeah.
than the perfect days.
Real days. Right.
Real days.
Real days.
So I think you're already fucking doing great.
I like that a lot. I think that's a really good
Thanks.
One.
Yeah, it's kind of a chain and reaction.
Yeah.
Because, like, I came out on the Smoshcast. I've done a lot on this brand, at this brand that I've, like, just been trying to just, like, be me and normalize me and, like, normalize just being a person and experiencing change in yourself and in your life. And constantly having feedback from our audiences of like, you make me feel more confident in just being me. And like our cast, like I said in our previous episode before the funeral, where it's like we just have such a great environment here where like I don't think I'm operating out of fear. Like I just feel like we're operating out of fun.
I couldn't agree more.
I love that.
Those
are good ones.
Those are good. Great. Is that all of them? Those are pretty substantial
like
ones.
Yeah.
Those are the substantial ones. I'd say like I need to like eat more greens, probably lick a vegetable or something, you know, things like that. But like I try not to make it a whole thing.
Yeah. You don't want to stress it too much to where it becomes counterproductive and you almost resist it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I like those a lot.
Yeah.
Because the girlies with the ADHD know that when you put like things like that, you're like, oh, overwhelming. How about I just go away from that?
Yeah, yeah, understood.
Fair.
I understand that.
Who's next?
Do you want me to go? Do you want to go?
You go.
Okay. So I have a couple. And they're all pretty chill. I think like
okay.
I'm thinking more like fun this year. Because there's a lot of pressure on this year on our job. We've got a lot of big things happening. So I'm like, okay, I didn't need to pressure myself to like do more. There's a lot of things I want to do, but they're not necessarily resolutions as much as like, okay, that would be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And those are lurking in the background of my mind. So one fun thing, and this is something that I want to start doing for the rest of my life. I bought a new cookbook.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's a whole new cuisine that I've never made at all, and I don't know anything about. I don't know much about.
Do you want to guess which one it is?
Yeah, what genre of food?
Lebanese.
No, that's a good guess.
That's a cookbook that I want.
Yeah.
Wait, we're not done guessing.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's tough. I mean,
Middle Eastern?
No, but I love Middle Eastern.
You've been done a little bit of that.
Yeah, more Mediterranean food was
Ethiopian.
No, not in the right region.
Okay, Thai.
It is not Thai food. It's but it's Taiwanese food.
Ooh, yeah. Taiwanese food like pine and crane.
Like dumplings. That's
very
and
insider.
Soup.
Yeah. So I bought a cookbook. It's called Made in Taiwan. Is the name of the cookbook. I was like looking up. I'm like, what are some really good cookbooks out right now? And I kept getting served this one. So I bought it, and I have never made anything like this before. I am a big fan of soup dumplings. This whole year, I'm going to focus on just this cookbook. And you know, I meal prep and stuff, but
you cook a lot.
I cook,
right?
but I meal prep, so that's just like cutting up some chicken, throwing it in the oven, bam. I don't, as far as meals go, as far as like creatively cooking, I'm gonna go through this book and I'm gonna try to make as many recipes from it this year as I can. So kind of, I think almost like I'd say at least I'm gonna try to hit up one recipe from it every week.
Whoa!
Would you ever like take pictures of that journey?
Sure, hey. I could take
like
pictures
a picture of your end meal.
Yeah, I could if I look.
Wait, what if you make an Instagram called Shane Tapas?
I love that Spanish appetizer made in Taiwan.
But look, if I cook something and I can talk about it, and I'll throw a picture up on these.
You better
episodes.
Post on your stories. No,
because yes. Okay, I'll become a food influencer. All right, look, I may have started already, no, so you
huge,
can look up on my Instagram.
There's
if I'm
a huge
anything.
Community on TikTok of buff chefs.
Buff chefs.
Just as long as you don't like.
There's also those horny
dough.
Dude
yeah,
chefs.
Well, I've missed this.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, it's a TikTok thing. Amanda, it's a lot. It's a whole lot.
There's this one chef on TikTok who is performing sexual acts on bread dough and cooking things, and just it's you can't tell.
It's a whole lot, and the lighting is
it's hygienically questionable. It's unsettling.
No, I love bread. I don't want the chef or the baker to fuck the bread as they make it.
You don't
want to
fuck the bread?
No, I do not need that.
Hey guys. I know you guys have a bunch of New Year's resolutions. I know that I do, but I want to focus on them. And that's where Factor Meals come into play. I don't have to go to the grocery store. I don't have to meal prep. They just get delivered right to my front door.
That's right. Factor is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, and it is fantastic. They've got a ton of options. They've got Protein Plus, Calorie Smart, Veggie, Vegan Plus. They've got breakfast, lunch, and dinner options, and they're all ready in just 2 minutes. Helps you cut out the grocery shopping, the meal prepping, the cooking fatigue. It makes focusing on your resolutions a lot easier. And as you guys know, we got a lot of resolutions this year.
Yeah, we got to focus on them, you guys.
I know. I don't have time. And Factor is super flexible. And it's just great. And it's also delicious. If you're interested, you can head to factormeals.com/smoshmouth50 using code smoshmouth50 to get 50% off. That's code smoshmouth50 at factormeals.com/smoshmouth50 to get 50% off. Back to our resolutions.
Yes, I want to be happy.
But yeah, so I'm going to go through this whole book. It seems delightful. It seems very challenging.
Yeah.
And I think every year for the rest of my life, I'm going to buy a different cookbook.
Wow.
And try to pick a different cuisine or genre and learn that. So like, you know, this when I was looking through all these, I was like, okay, there's like Taiwanese food. There's a Nigerian cookbook I was looking at. There's all sorts of things. And I'm like, these look really cool. And I don't know anything about it. But I went with Taiwanese, and what's fun is living in LA, there's tons of markets I can go to, and that's, so it's going to be a little journey out of it too. I have to completely, change my pantry.
Absolutely.
I had to buy a ton of new equipment, not a ton of new equipment, but some new equipment learn how to use all that. It's going to be awesome. I'm like excited for it. It's not a resolution of like, I got to get my life on track. It's like a resolution of like, ooh, this is going to be really fun.
Yeah, that's
and rewarding, because then I get to eat it.
Exactly. I'd say like that's one of the coolest hobbies to have or resolutions to have is something like that. Because it's not just like you're making it and then it's done. Like you get to eat that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of want to steal that. Sorry.
Can.
Like
look.
I've been wanting to get like a Turkish cookbook because I love Turkish food. I love Middle Eastern food, but I've been specifically wanting like a dessert one.
Ooh.
So,
oh yeah, like baklava kind of stuff.
Yeah, like baklava. So I'm like, oh, I might steal that.
Do it.
You can totally steal. Look,
okay.
It's a fun thing.
I might
it's a fun
steal
thing
it.
To do. And you're like me, right? You like to follow recipes to the T.
I love following recipes.
I love
I
doing
am a
it.
Cookbook
yeah.
chick. Like I have 5 amazing cookbooks, but they're all very Americanized,
sure.
I guess you could say. And yeah. I really like I want to do like Ethiopian. Like I want to. Oh.
Yeah. the further away from it being Americanized, the more fun it is because
yeah.
it's more challenging because it's just different than what I know.
Different grocery stores too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a thing
yeah.
to take advantage of in LA because we every type of like culture is here and
yep.
So yeah.
Amazing.
I'm really stoked.
That's a good one.
I'm gonna start doing that. And yeah, it'll be challenging, it'll be fun. So that's one of them.
That's so good. I need to just add that to my list, but yeah, keep going.
Another one, this is not one that I wrote down, but another one that I've been thinking about. And this kind of ties in, and maybe it's just...
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Same thing. But I think like every week having like a little bit of like artistic project, like to create something every week, you know, kind of like it kind of ties in also with like less phone time mm-hmm. of like, okay, there's so many things that I enjoy doing, but you're just not going to do them unless you kind of like plan it out. Like, I love drawing and painting and stuff like that. I never do it because you're just never going to pick that in the moment. You know what I mean? Like you get home from work or you wake up on a Saturday, you're going to end up watching TV or playing video games or something, which is great. I love doing all that shit. But it's so fun to take those moments where you're really like present mm-hmm. and like get into a flow state mm-hmm. and create something. So I kind of want to create something every week. Just
I
like something
that.
Small. Just be like, I'm gonna sketch. I'm gonna do a little draw.
You're a good drawer.
I like drawing a lot. I just don't end up doing it all the time unless I kind of like make it a little bit of a
make the time
like
for
make
yourself.
The time and make the yeah. make the choice. So I think it's like once a week. Like I said, asking not too much. Like every week, once a week, I'm gonna just do that for a little bit. I don't need to like complete it, but just to take that time. And cooking kind of ties in with it, so. You know, if I'm trying to make soup dumplings in a week, I think that
cooking,
counts.
That's a creative expression.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more just like, okay, I'm going to be present with something once a week. And I'm going to really like, I love craftsmanship. I love like, I love watching people or hearing about people who really get into creating something. You know, people who are into pottery and they talk about like making pottery.
Yes.
I'm like, that's so cool. Because I'm jealous of that state you're in when you're making it.
It's a good hobby. It's a good hobby to do something that's not for money whatsoever.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a special kind of focus. Because I remember back when I was a little kid in church, I couldn't sit still and the teachers hated me. But as soon as they like gave me like the back of a church program and a pen and I'd start drawing a horse, I would zen out.
Mm.
I think it's really important for everyone to have some sort of craft like that. And it might be music, it might be writing, it might be drawing.
Absolutely.
But I love that. It's because those are the types of things too that you can never perfect it, right? You're always kind of honing it. Mm-hmm. And I love that. And it's just so meditative and focusing. And, you know, it's a lifelong thing that you can kind of always be working on that. So I think that's a light one. Another one that I was thinking of, I think this one sounds really fun.
You said these were chill.
Yeah, these are not chill.
I think these are chill.
These are fun, but these are hot. These are like...
Shane's version of chill is different.
Got it.
Another one. Okay, this one is chill, I think.
Climb Mount Everest.
So I've talked about how I'm not like a huge music person. I don't know a ton about music. Like, I like music, but I don't like listen to albums a lot. So I'm not versed in a lot of stuff. I think it, and also I've reached a point where my Spotify has been like repetitive for a year, and I'm not hearing new songs because it just keeps serving me the same stuff.
Yep.
If I listen to a new album every week, I just think I'm like, that's not hard. I just pick an album and I'm like, all right, I'm listening to that one.
I will say this is, I love this about you, Shane, because I feel like you're like, I don't know about this. So I'm going to know about these things and I'm going to make sure that I educate myself about this. I love that about you.
I think love
this
learning
is fucking
new things.
Awesome.
I love learning new things. I love being like, okay, this is going to be a brand new experience.
It's so cool.
And I need more music. I need to hear more music. And so, yeah, just every week, I just pick an album. And I could just be anything. I could just go to the friggin' new releases and just be like, oh, that one.
Or our audiences could recommend some.
Yeah, comment down below. Look, and I'll talk about them here. I could talk about them occasionally, like an album that I liked recently. So, yeah, like it's a lot of creative stuff and just kind of... yeah, because I want to kind of...
It's expanding yourself.
Mm. Yeah, I want to...
Very nice.
I want to really kind of hone my creativity and awaken it and find the joy in it. I think creatively 2023 was really hard for me. I found myself creatively struggling a lot.
Mm.
Just not having that passion or that spice.
Yeah.
And so this year it's more about following desires and wants.
Yeah.
And yeah. And then lastly, just because it's funny, I'll just say I'll do the splits.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Because it's funny.
Still gonna. Okay.
It's funny. No. Realistically,
your week is gonna be packed.
Yeah, dude.
I'm busy.
I'm busy all the time. I will say I overall this year I have fallen off in recent months a little bit, but I did stretch more than I have ever stretched. Like I actually did, and that's been nice. I think this year it's, if I'm being honest about my daily routine, it's gonna be less about focusing on the splits and more just like flexibility.
Yeah.
I feel better when I'm doing it.
Yeah,
so I'm
dude.
Keep
I remember watching
that.
You back at Defy walk down the hallway, and you look like you were operated by like ants.
Yeah.
You were just like
operated by ants.
What?
You were like a robot operated by ants, and they were using you as a vehicle. Like you were actually, you're not a human. You are a body built by ants and infiltrated by ants, and the ants use you to be guy.
Wow.
Okay.
Did you just write that down?
Yeah, okay. I just wrote that down now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shane is operated by ants. Well, thanks.
Not anymore, though.
Are you a real person?
Stretch?
Yeah.
keep stretching.
And then, yeah, I stretching. And then I just think focusing on my overall health. You know, 2023, look, I was like, I wanna bulk up. I want to, like, gain some weight. I want to gain some strength. I did. All of my... for those who lift, they'll care about this. But I
the 1000 club.
I'm not in the 1000 club. I don't think I'm not powerlifting to that level of trying to lift more.
1000 club is if your squat and your bench and your other thing
deadlift.
All add a deadlift like add up to over 1000.
Jesus Lord.
But I did push all of my lifts far beyond what I'd ever lifted before.
You PR'd?
My strength increased a lot this
year.
And that was great. But now this next year I want to focus on like overall health. I want to feel better than I've ever felt. And my flexibility is still not great. My balance is bad. There's a lot of things that I'm like, okay, I wanna be healthier in general. You know, I'd love if by the time, you know, this is years from now, but by the time I hit 40, that I'm like, wow, I'm in such great shape. Like I have maintained this honed this. And so, yeah, it's a little bit more of that. That's not as much of a resolution as much as just kind of like
overall,
a life commitment.
Yep.
But yeah, so the albums, the cookbook, and just kind of little creative projects.
You said weekly.
I think they're weekly things. Like, I just, because steak and meat.
Weekly. Okay.
Okay, we'll see.
I think
look,
it's awesome.
I think also with it being weekly, I can use this podcast to kind of hold myself a little accountable.
I think it's awesome.
We do sometimes film, just being completely honest with you guys, we do often film like two episodes at a time.
We batch these.
So I can't always like show off a weekly accomplishment because it wouldn't make sense. But occasionally
we will show it off.
I can talk about albums and talk about little projects, and I'll bring stuff in and show it off.
I love it.
So yeah, those are mine. Amanda,
wow. I'm super proud of you guys. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Mine, I got some ideas. Well, I'm just totally stealing the cookbook idea.
It's a dude. It's
because
great.
I really have wanted like a Turkish Middle Eastern cookbook. So a big Muay Thai one that I want to do is in my gym, there's your level is your shirt color. So I'm at white right now, which is like still like the lowest level, right?
Like unless, a white belt.
Yeah, like a white belt. And then you have to test. And every time it's a test, I'm always like, I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready for this. So the test is like in a week, which I'm not doing. But my resolution next year is to test with my friend Matt, who we spar together. And
you mean this year, right? This year.
Yeah, this year. 2024. Right. So for 2024, this year, I want to test and then get a different color shirt.
Yes.
I think the next color shirt is orange. So I want to get up on the next level of Muay Thai, which is just you're testing to do all the combos that they have taught you over time.
Cool.
So that's definitely one of them because Muay Thai, I can't believe I've lived my whole life without it. It is the most amazing thing ever. So good for my mental health. So good for anxiety. Like the best cardio I could ever do.
Oh, dude. Any sort of martial art is devastating.
The cardio is I remember when I first started, I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
I couldn't last 10 minutes. Now I'm doing an hour.
Shit's rough.
And it's insane. So that's my goal for next year. Also, my other goal is to get out of the U.S. with my husband.
Ooh.
We have never together been able to leave the U.S. together.
And you've like been together forever.
7.5 years.
That's crazy.
Whoa.
We have never been able to leave the U.S. together.
Because of like passports?
Passport and citizenship and stuff like that. And his home country's been in a war for, now they've been, I don't even know, 3-4 years almost.
Yeah.
Something like that. So, but definitely passport situation. So that's my biggest goal is to get out of the U.S. with my husband. And I really want to go on a luxury train.
Ooh.
Luxury train.
It's basically not affordable. It's not. I looked it up. It's not affordable.
It is $1 million.
It is so there's all these luxury trains. There's one that's called, a big one that's called the Orient Express.
Oh, well, you might get murdered on there.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You might get murdered on there. Those trains, so they're all over. You can go to Prague. You can go to Istanbul, which also Istanbul is like top of my list where I want to go.
I have heard it's gorgeous.
So these luxury trains, you know, they're like gorgeous rooms. They have like the special like green velvet like bar cart areas.
Oh.
Very James Bond, very Mission Impossible, very sexy. That is my dream.
Oh.
I would be happy going on a full train trip through India.
Cool. That's,
so like train.
So you want to get on a train in general.
I love trains.
You want to be the lady waiting by the train?
I want to be the lady waiting by the train.
And then get on the train.
There's a train through Russia and Moscow.
Yeah.
And like through St. Petersburg that we could visit Garde's family. So I'm like, maybe that's the train. I'm getting on a fucking train. Okay?
Guys, yeah. Big train.
And I want to sleep on the train at least one night. I want to get one night of sleep on the train at least. But I could be on a train for a week and have like dinners on the train. So that's my big resolution is to get the passport situated and get out of the U.S. with my husband.
It sounds like cooler than a cruise because like that's something I've never experienced and do want to experience this year too is a cruise. But that sounds even cooler.
That's really cool. I like that one.
I just love, I love trains. And when I lived in Boston, I used to ride the train every day.
Oof.
I used to ride, but it's better than the subway. I used to ride the T every fucking day, and I miss it.
I love the train.
So that's a big one.
Okay.
Another one that's like a creative project for me is I think you guys know this, but I have a hobby of making flower arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I got this book and it talks about wreaths and compotes, you know, like the old school like bowls
yeah.
that have like flowers dripping out. There's a whole section on how to make that.
Whoa.
And
make your own wreaths too.
How to make your own wreaths and like marigold curtains. Oh. You know those big marigold like curtains that you can see? I don't know why I would make it in my apartment.
Wow.
Well, look, I'm just saying this because like I said, I have projects. I could bring them and show them off here. If you made wreaths, we could probably hang them up right behind you.
Yay,
right there.
Every
and
week.
I could make a marigold curtain. That would take forever.
If you ever wanted to do that,
forever.
Bring it in.
Yeah, I would love that.
At some point, just bring it in.
Okay.
We'd live forever on the podcast.
That's my resolution.
God, I wish I could do that, but cats.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I love flowers,
and
man.
Me too. And I make flowers every week. That's something that was a resolution 2 years ago. Every week I buy myself flowers and I arrange them around my house. And
I like resolutions like that.
That's my meditation.
Yeah.
But compotes are hard because you have to get this little thing called like a frog something. It's like little stems and you basically stick it out and then they all fall.
Oh.
So I want to learn how to do that and then I can bring it in.
I think you give off the vibes of someone who would own a flower shop.
Oh.
Like you give off florist, I think.
Thank you. Yeah. Honestly, if I didn't love acting so much, acting is my passion, I would live on a fucking island on the East Coast and I would own a flower shop and I would wear big oversized sweaters and I'd have a fucking lab and we would be on the beach.
A lab?
And I'd have
I don't know if you weren't into acting,
Labrador.
Like your husband is out of the picture.
Yeah. Garde doesn't exist. No, I'm just kidding. But
oh, wow. I love the aggression that came out of you.
Fucking, I would be a scuba diver instructor. Like,
okay.
I would live on a tropical island. Trust me, I've thought about this my whole life.
Wow, I like how it's islands.
An island girl.
Acting kept you off the islands. Girl. That sucks.
Yeah, maybe.
Sorry.
Who knows? Maybe a project will come in and I'll
now
be
yeah,
able
then
to go
you have to
an
island.
So those are.
I like those.
Those are my biggest ones. I think. Okay, this one's loose. Very loose. This is my last one. This is like, I like to do things that I know I will love to do, and then I like to do something that will scare me. Either dye my hair, because I've never dyed my hair.
Oh.
Never dye my hair once. Either dye my hair, maybe, or get a tattoo. Maybe.
Whoa.
Maybe. Anthony and I actually were talking about tattoos, and he was saying something like, well, if you can't dye your hair, how are you going to get a tattoo? And I was like, well, that's
awful. Not the same thing.
But I dye hair or tattoo, that's loosely based. That is last on my list because every hairdresser is like, don't dye your hair. My mom's like, don't dye your hair. But
this
I want
to fully
just,
natural color,
this
right?
This is my natural. Yeah, yeah. I've never dyed it.
Then you are very lucky because it is a very deep and like it looks like how people dye when they're brunette. Mm. Like yours is like. Like you're not, your hair's not dull. It's a very rich color.
Thank you, Courtney.
What if you grow out your bangs and then you dye just the end parts of your bangs and
white.
Then you could just cut them off?
White. Well,
I'm trying to think of what you could do.
I don't know.
I mean, I forever have wanted to dye my hair like bright blonde.
Ah!
But I think that I don't know. Or like pale purple.
Ooh.
But. I don't know, guys. I don't know.
Your hair grows fast.
My hair
so
grows
like
these are my bangs are they're done. Like they're ready to be.
I'm telling you.
Put back.
I'm telling you. Dye just the ends of your bangs. Have that for a week and then cut them off.
And then just have my husband's name just right across. <my face. laughs> I come in white hair, bangs, and then just grenades just
awesome.
Right across my chest.
Awesome. That'd be sick as hell.
Oh my God.
Iconic.
And I'm like, guys have changed.
I might dye my hair this year, too. I've been thinking about changing it up. I kind of get tired of the blonde sometimes. And it's obviously not my natural color. Like, my natural color is in my roots for those watching. Like, that it's just kind of like a dull.
I can't imagine you're not a blonde, though.
It really is, like, who I am.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I might chop it off this year. I might go back to the bob.
Whoa. I like
I
your
love
hair.
My hair short.
Yeah, I love your hair short.
Like long hair is nice because I can just tuck it behind my ears or put it in a bun and it's out of the way. But like short hair is just more
See,
me.
See, I'm
I think.
Ready
yeah,
for
pretty
long
great.
Hair. I'm ready for the braids. And I used to be able to do high buns and braids and low buns and two buns. I haven't been able
double
to.
Buns?
Yeah, double buns.
Double buns. Double buns.
So those are my resolutions.
I like those. And I like that they kind of tie into this next part, which is predictions.
I love predictions.
For this.
Oh, boy.
So we all came up with a bunch of predictions. We're going to throw
let's
these just, out there.
Yeah, let's rapid fire.
And then we're gonna hold on to them for the whole year and see who can get the most predictions correct.
I love it.
Just be careful, because like, I remember when we did a video together, we were talking about what we were going to do in the new year. And I was like, guys, 2020 is about health. Let's be healthy. And then the fucking pandemic happened.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? That's a great thing about predictions. We are just thinking of them. We can't be the ones that make it actually happen.
Right.
Right.
They just happen.
It's just predictions.
So we're just going to throw them out there.
Yeah.
And then maybe we all vote on the one that we think is actually going to really happen. I don't know.
I say we hold on to all of them. Okay. We have a big pool of them. And then if a bunch of them happen, awesome. If none of them happen, okay, fine.
Should we just like rapid fire?
I don't know. Let's take turns.
Okay.
And I know Amanda and I, we wrote down a bunch. Courtney, if you want to throw out any, you can.
Yep.
Amanda, why don't you start? Throw out one.
Okay. I genuinely think that Angela is going to book something really big.
Cool. Ooh, I like that prediction.
I want that for her.
That's my prediction.
Okay. I'm going to tie this in with one of my predictions. I think I wrote, Amanda books a role as a mom.
Honey, probably. Oh, fucking boy. Probably.
I think you're going to book a role. Because I think...
Be commercial.
I think saying that you're going to book a role, you're going to book a role. You're going to book something.
But as a mom,
but
I love
I
it.
I think you're going to book a role as a mom.
I love it.
I think that's my prediction. And it could be, look,
any I've
sort
been
of mom.
Booking roles as moms since I moved out here at 24.
That's, see, easy, so easy. I'm in. See, safe prediction. It's going to happen.
Love it.
All right. So those are two.
I think Ian and Anthony are going to start writing a movie this year. They have not said anything about it, but I just have a feeling.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
All right. Hopefully we catch wind and can say that.
I think Shane will do a split.
You think I'm going to do the splits?
I have it. It's first on my list.
Whoa. You think I'm going to do the splits?
Yeah.
I wrote down, I will do the splits.
Ah!
Look, might as well just mount that
might
pressure.
Might as well.
I think Chance is going to date a celebrity.
Whoa. I love that prediction.
That is so legit.
Oh, I love that.
That is legit. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is legit. I think Anthony will shave his head like Harry Styles.
Whoa. I love that.
And he'll get it. No, he will, because you know he's going to get a tattoo underneath.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's going to say, breathe.
It's going to say,
inhale,
head.
Exhale,
think,
breathe.
Think,
think
Anthony,
about
think.
It.
Just head.
Go
ahead.
This was for some reason one of my first ones. I will shake Markiplier's hand.
Ooh.
I have seen.
Wait, who the fuck is that?
Markiplier, he's famous
like
for playing.
The biggest gamer.
He's famous
ever.
For playing Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh.
He has a really deep voice. He has an OnlyFans.
Okay, you'll shake his hand.
This is Markiplier.
Okay.
I don't even have to say anything to him, but if at some sort of event or something we shake hands. Prediction fulfilled.
Love
I've
that.
Seen him at conventions before. Like this
really?
Is a feasible one. I've seen
I
him
love
at
VidCon
and stuff.
I've never seen him at
okay,
VidCon.
This is feasible.
Yeah, this is feasible. But
okay.
I will shake Markiplier's hand.
Okay.
All right.
Court?
I think Shane's going to get some crazy auditions this year.
Ooh, okay.
Maybe.
I'll let you know if I get crazy auditions.
I will meet Keith Morrison from Dateline. And what's crazy is I had this on my list. And then Shane texted me being like, what if you just meet Keith Morrison? I was like, it's already on my list.
That was crazy.
He is the Dateline, the lead Dateline host.
Yeah.
I would love to meet him. I mean, work maybe interviewing him
Whoa.
On this podcast would be cool. I don't know if that's possible.
I don't know.
Either way.
I don't know where that guy is at.
Meet Keith Morrison. He's probably home. I mean, I don't even
no,
know.
No, but I mean, like, where? What part of the world is he in? I don't know.
New York?
No
idea.
Okay.
Okay.
I wrote, Smosh will be on Good Morning America.
Whoa.
Now, there's a bunch of things that I think will count. If Good Morning America says the word Smosh, I count it.
Yeah.
If any cast member goes on Good Morning America, even if they're there representing a different project, counts. They have to show up there somehow. Maybe we do the whole like boy in the weather balloon thing. Where
oh,
we
God.
Say that
God,
that
story.
We say so one of us got stuck in a weather balloon and we're there. Oh,
we're actually
they're there.
At home.
And then we rescued them and then we end up on Good Morning America.
I love that. I have one that Will Smith will come out saying that the slap was fake.
Whoa, I love that. Love it. It was all planned.
I think it was all planned for Chris Rock's stand-up special. And I don't know, for him to
get
more.
That's crazy.
I don't know why.
That's a crazy
epic
one.
I think, I think Smosh will be on Family Feud.
Oh,
that would actually be so
fun. That would be
fun.
The best.
Can we just like make that happen?
Can we please make that happen? I will do everything in my power. A famous cereal will change its mascot.
Whoa. Okay. We're stepping out of Smosh.
Smosh.
Tony the Tiger?
What if they just...
Frosted
look, this
Flakes?
Has happened. Cinnamon Toast Crunch changed theirs forever
Wait, you're
ago.
You're so right.
They change him sometimes. What if it's Trix's time? He's done. Trix the Rabbit.
Goodbye, Rabbit.
What if they turn Trix the Rabbit into a hottie?
What if they turn...
Ew.
What if Trix the Rabbit becomes a real boy? And now he can eat the cereal because he's a real kid.
Oh my God. That's actually pretty fucking good.
Pretty sweet.
Ah, you thought outside the box. Okay, here's one that might make people go, huh? I think there will be a Smosh baby. I think that a baby...
This year?
It needs to happen fast.
Or maybe, like
or
at
maybe
least
next year.
Or an announcement at the very
Or an announcement. Or a Smosh baby
I
will be on the
will
way.
Be a Smosh announcement. Baby announcement.
Okay.
Because I thought about this and I was like...
That's...
There could be some people on here.
Okay.
Single or together or not.
Or not.
Some
for
a baby. Wow. Okay.
That's what I think because I feel like since COVID, people are like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to have a baby now. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like people are like, you know what? My career, yes, it is number one, but I want a baby because you never know when another shutdown's happening.
Fuck, I love it.
There's a Smosh baby coming.
Just conjure a human.
There's a Smosh baby coming. I feel it.
I wrote Bigfoot is proven to be real but went extinct decades ago.
Aww,
that's it's kind of
remains?
A bittersweet finding. I think they're gonna be like, wait, Bigfoot, there actually was a great ape in the Western United States, but it went extinct 50 to 100 years ago.
Whoa, that's really grim.
I know. I don't think it's, I don't know, but I think
that's
Bigfoot.
That's pretty cool.
Look, it's just a very specific one.
I like that.
But also, look, if Bigfoot's proven to be real
you've
and
seen
alive.
Bigfoot.
I've seen Bigfoot.
Okay. Then we're going to get an actual message from extraterrestrials.
Contact?
Actual contact.
Think contact is made this year? Okay.
Wait, I love that one.
That is going to be like released. It's not going to be like, oh, the government's hiding this.
Respect.
I think that Nick and Vanessa Lachey are going to get replaced on Love is Blind.
Let's go.
I hope. By like a actor that you're like, what? You're doing this? Like a really well-known actor.
Elizabeth Shue is now.
I really think a really well-known actor is going to replace them as hosts. That's just a prediction that I have.
Mm.
This is how I do. I'm trying
Tom Cruise.
I'm trying to predict something because I'm hopeful, but I also don't want to jinx myself, and I also have to be realistic. This is crazy, though. The Denver Broncos will lose the AFC Championship game. Which I'm fine with.
Nothing is happening when you say that. Inside of me, I'm like, cool.
That means they'll win all the way up to right before the Super Bowl and they'll lose there. I think they will lose to the, I don't know. But I think if the Broncos make the playoffs, it'd be so sick. Because I think I said it here on this podcast that I was like, they're going to lose forever. People know that I said that they're going to lose just a ton this year. Then they started winning. Then they went on a nonstop winning streak. By the time we're airing this episode, I don't know what their record is. I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs. It'd be cool. I know this doesn't matter to you.
Doesn't affect me at all.
But
I feel like shut down and
it'd
I feel
be so
like I'm
cool.
Asleep.
But my prediction is that they'll go to the AFC Championship game and they'll lose.
God, I hope so.
Me too.
I really hope I'm wrong in some way.
Okay, I have one that's so weird, but I think this is the year that we are going to have a lot of, like, exposed. Like, I think the truth about JFK and the truth about Marilyn Monroe is going to be exposed this year.
Because there are boxes of information and, like, paperwork that, like, literally that when people die, they're like, do not open this until 50 years after my death.
Jackie
Marilyn
Kennedy.
Monroe's box is coming up.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Who has power over that?
I need to make sure I'm not talking about
I know Jackie Kennedy wrote a book and she said it won't be published for like it won't be published till like 2060.
Well,
like later than that. It won't be posted till 100 years after her death. You know how like Mark Twain's autobiography was released a little bit ago?
I think there's something about JFK going to be exposed this year.
Okay.
Information. I mean, I feel like I've been seeing a lot of stuff about it on TikTok and stuff lately. Until 2039.
Yeah, no.
So yeah, it's a mysterious box of Marilyn Monroe documents sealed until 2039 could prove she was murdered by her obsessed psychiatrist. Oh, okay. I got to read that later.
What?
Okay. I wrote down Mario and Luigi kiss officially. No, this can't be fan art. I think Nintendo needs to publish something. Are they brothers?
Yeah.
They're the Mario brothers.
They're
look,
brothers.
I'm not saying anything romantic.
Don't Game of Thrones
Wait,
this.
Are they brothers?
They are the Mario brothers.
Yes. Okay. They're mother Mario brothers.
But I didn't say anything sexual. I just think they will kiss. Maybe it's like a kiss on the cheek. Whatever. That's fine. But I that's my prediction.
Okay.
Well,
maybe it's an alternate universe where they're not brothers. You never know.
You have a sick mind. I feel like here's my last one, and here's like a prediction that I or intuitively manifesting. Smosh Mouth is gonna get over 1 million subscribers.
Oh, whoa, 1 million subscribers?
Whoa.
I wrote
what did you write?
I said I wrote we have an episode that hits 1 million views in a week.
Okay. Well,
look,
I top you on that.
Well, you know what? These are look, we're saying contact will be made, Bigfoot will be revealed to be real, Mario and Luigi are gonna kiss for some reason. And
those are all yours.
And the one and the one that's crazy is Smosh Mouth will get 1 million subscribers. There's no way. You never know. My last one, you can tell this is when I started just running out of ideas. I wrote Timothy Chalamet breakdances.
Hasn't he already?
Has he already done that?
I feel like I thought you were gonna say Timothy Chalamet breaks a leg. I'm like,
no,
yeah.
I think Timothy Chalamet is going to breakdance at some sort of event. Like, he's going to be like, Timothy Chalamet danced at the Oscars.
Ugh.
That's probably true.
It's going to happen.
That's probably true.
All right.
Courtney, anymore?
Maybe they'll have a Love is Blind gay?
Ooh. Like that. Oh, that's for
okay.
sure. And like, Elizabeth Shue will be the host.
And she'll be the host, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Love is Blind, all women, or Love is Blind. Or, like, because
cool.
You know what? It's just an untapped... like content source of like queer love dating shows where it's like everyone's bi and you just don't know where or what and who's mm-hmm. kissing and touching.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Cool.
I would love to watch that.
Respect it.
Okay, so the end is, we kind of already did this, money where our mouth is.
Yeah.
Our end segment.
So this is a fun new end segment. This is where we're going to kind of like make a promise or like say we're going to do something. And then in the coming episodes, we need to put our money where our mouth is and actually show it off.
Okay.
I have mine. I know what I'm going to do.
What is it?
I know an easy one. So I, in one of these coming episodes, either next week or the week after, I will bring some sort of dish from the cookbook.
Ooh!
I'll bring some sort of Taiwanese dish.
Okay, and I will bring a compote flour arrangement.
Really?
Sure.
Are you
yeah.
You can...
No, yeah.
I love it.
Okay. All right, stay tuned.
That's this, not the wreath.
Okay.
Courtney,
do you want to do one? God.
You won't be here?
You won't be here.
But we'll
know. Bring it. You could stop by.
Do I have anything that I can do and then bring in? I don't have anything in my resolutions like that.
Nah, it's okay. Or just, yeah, some
cut
sort
your hair
of,
really
what are you
gonna short
do in the
just
next
come in and go,
give you
hey.
A lock of my hair.
What's something you want to do in the next week or so?
Oh, boy. What do I want to do?
Maybe you're busy. That's okay.
I truly am.
You don't have to.
Busy.
She's busy.
You're
busy. We're gonna cook
we're
and
gonna
we're gonna make flower arrangements.
I'll let you guys cook.
All right, let
we're
us cook. All right.
All right.
We'll tune in the coming weeks to
happy
see.
Happy New Year.
And happy New Year. I hope you guys had a great 2023. I hope your 2024 is even better. And we'll be here.
And put in the comments your resolutions and what
your
plans are and your predictions.
Yeah. Put your predictions down in the comments below for 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what's going to be real. And, you know, keep tabs on our predictions throughout this year, because we will. We're going to look, I hope at least a couple of them become true.
Me too.
All right.
Bigfoot. All
bye.
Right. Bye.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Go.
Subscribe because we need a million.
We need a million.